This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, in the last segment of the last hour, we were talking about this utterly ridiculous patent that IBM was granted for something that has existed for at least 20 years.
Decades. The out-of-office message when you receive an email, but you're not there to receive it.
And the article that you had from Engadget said that this should wind up violating the ALICE standard.
Right.
Which, again, was a Supreme Court decision. The case of ALICE Corp. v. CLS Bank International. Now, part of that opinion relied on a prior court ruling in the case of Mayo v. Prometheus, and the court found that an abstract idea could not be patented just because it is implemented on a computer. In ALICE, a software implementation of an escrow arrangement was not patent eligible because it's an implementation of an abstract idea. Escrow is not a patentable invention. And merely using a computer to manage escrow does not rise to the level needed for a patent. Under ALICE, the Mayo framework should be used in all cases in which the court has to decide whether a claim is patent eligible. And it's a two-step process. Or rather, the Mayo thing is a two-step process that gives us the ALICE process.
Right.
In the first Mayo step, the court must determine whether the patent claim under examination contains an abstract idea, such as an algorithm, method of computation, or other general principle. If not, the claim is potentially patentable, subject to other requirements of the patent code. If the answer is affirmative, the court must proceed to the next step. In the second step, the court must determine whether the patent adds to the idea something extra that embodies inventive concept. If there is no addition of an inventive element to the underlying abstract idea, the court should find the patent invalid under Section 101. And then they go on a little bit, basically repeating the same words. And then they say the ruling continued with these points. And this is the ALICE principle, right. Basically, the following. Okay. A mere instruction to implement an abstract idea on a computer cannot impart patent eligibility. The mere recitation of a generic computer cannot transform a patent ineligible abstract idea into a patent eligible invention. Stating an abstract idea while adding the words apply it is not enough for patent eligibility, nor is limiting the use of an abstract idea to a particular technological environment. So, as I read this, and I heard you say, you know, basically what IBM was granted a patent on,
right?
If they're challenged in court, that patent has to be thrown out.
Absolutely, which is why IBM is now going back to the court, arguing that the original standard for the ALICE standard, itself, should be thrown out. It boggles my mind.
Wow. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave in our very own New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I wanted to update you about a situation that's been going on in Alton, New Hampshire. Stop me if you've already been talking about it this week, but there was a guy who was arrested about 2 years ago named Jeffrey Clay. He was arrested for speaking at the public meeting.
I remember seeing the video.
I believe he was not interrupting anything. I think he was speaking during the designated public speaking time, but I'm not sure.
He was called upon, and he basically said, you guys are a bunch of petty little tyrants, and the petty little tyrants didn't like being called petty tyrants, and so they told him to be quiet after like 30 seconds of his 5 minutes of allotted time. And then they called the police in and told the police, take this guy out of here. And he was like, no, I'm not done speaking yet. These guys are petty tyrants. And they're like, we're not petty tyrants. Arrest that man.
That's a good summary of what happened. Yeah.
It sounds like you're describing almost word for word what happened again about a week ago. They arrested him again for doing almost exactly the same thing.
I did not hear that he was arrested again. Wasn't there
after, this is after he successfully sued them for over $40,000. They had to pay over $40,000 to him for arresting him last time.
Unreal. Hmm. I remember that he had won something, but I didn't know it was 40 grand. So that town, the town of Alton, had to shell out taxpayer money to pay this guy because the select
That's
board. It was a select board, wasn't it?
Yeah, Board of Selectmen, that's correct.
Yeah, and yes, for those of you in different parts of the country, a Board of Selectmen is something kind of unique to New England, and we have them here in New Hampshire, and it's basically three or five people that act as sort of a combination mayor and city council. They make decisions, and they also...
Like a mini government.
Technically, they're the executive branch of the town.
That's correct. And the town meeting is the legislature.
Correct. And that is something that's definitely unique to New England. And I think there are parts of Michigan that have something similar.
Interesting. We had town selectmen in Massachusetts before I moved up here. So.
Yeah.
Is it right. And Massachusetts is part of New England.
I've kind of lived all over the country and I've never heard of Board of Selectmen.
I've only ever heard of town meeting in Michigan as well as New England states.
Yeah. But go ahead, David.
I always like to say, you know, by their grievances shall ye know them. So you listen to what the detractors of this guy have to say. And what, you know, and it, obviously if he's done something terrible, really terrible, they will have brought that up by now. But the most terrible, terrible thing they could apparently bring up was this, where one of the selectmen said that, quote, if you persist to speak about non-agenda items, you will be asked to leave. Unquote. So that's what they were upset about, was that he was not talking about their agenda.
Well, I'll tell you what selectmen can do, and I know this because...
You are one.
I are one. Selectmen don't have to accept any input from the public in a selectmen's meeting. There's no statute, there's no RSA or revised statute annotated in the state of New Hampshire that says that in a public selectmen's meeting... I got to listen to the public,
right?
You know, from a libertarian point of view, I'm like, everybody has a right to go to the selectmen and address their grievances,
right,
but selectmen have no obligation.
We're always told, if you don't like the way things are, show up to your city council meeting, show up to the
and
the select board, and you take your grievance to them, but they're not required to hear you.
Though, like we all know from being on social media that there's a thing such as trolls. So when you want to be productive and you have people that are constantly like being counterproductive, how do you find that balance where you're like, okay, we need to stick to what's on the agenda and have a process of going about.
Yeah, you can do that by limiting the amount of time that they can speak. But if you're going to say
the limit was supposed to be about, I think, 3 minutes. They only gave him 30 seconds.
Right, they violated their own rules.
I guess they may have given him up to a minute this time. But the question I have is, where does their power come from to stop him from speaking? This is not a home rule state. So where did the state in law give the town the power to arrest him for speaking during the speaking session?
I'm not going to quote you an RSA, Dave, but I think... And I say I think, and I'm kind of going by what the New Hampshire Municipal Association puts out, that I think there is something there, and there certainly is in town meeting, where the, quote, chief of police or the the police may be called upon to remove someone who is causing a disturbance.
Right.
And that's very,
I mean, I think it's a
very
reflection of what the community tolerates, too.
Right. And if they're not required to allow someone to speak, then that would, by default, give them the authority to remove someone who is speaking out of turn. Dave, good call, as always. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hey, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, you know, I came across a story about a week ago that had a lot of people on social media up in arms.
Oh, dear.
Just livid. Kind of like what Chris just did, that if you're watching the webcam, you may have seen at cam.freetalklive.com, that they were all up in arms. The headline is, Transgender Teenager Wins Wrestling Championship. And when you start looking at the article, then you wind up seeing that the reason people are upset is because the same people that are upset that this happened are the ones implementing the policies that caused this to happen.
Wow, that's never happened before.
Right, but they don't see that they're the reason that this happened.
Are these unintended consequences?
Happened? I want to know.
Unintended consequences. All right, so the story out of Texas, I like the report from the UK Daily Mail because they do a good job of, you know, giving just the facts here. Transgender teenager won a girls' wrestling contest on Saturday of about a week and a half ago, despite attempts from other competitors' parents to stop him from taking part. Mac Beggs, a 17-year-old from Euless, Texas, has been taking steroids as part of his transition from female to male since late 2015. So Mac, 17-year-old, decided a couple years ago, I don't want to be a girl, I want to be a guy.
So he made a lifestyle choice.
Right.
Okay, and?
Is going through, like gender therapy, taking steroids to look more masculine, to act masculine. However, and Mac even wants to wrestle.
What is
in
gender,
the boys?
Gender therapy. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, first of all, I'm
how
not sure.
How would a therapy session go?
No, it's more medical therapy, not sit down with a therapist and talk about things.
But I think sometimes the phrase gender therapy is used. I've heard it in the context of we want to correct where you think you're going. In other words, you are a boy, therefore we should be teaching you how to be a boy.
It's so they say this to women that want to transition to becoming men. They would tell the woman,
I think there's probably two aspects.
You're really a boy.
Now, the other thing that I've heard is sort of the gay therapy. You know, we're going to...
The conversion. That's
conversion therapy.
Yeah. Pray away the gay. I think exactly. That's basically the term there. But here, this is, you know, medical treatments to where Mac no longer looks like a girl, will look like a guy, will start growing facial hair like a guy. Mac wants to compete in the boys' wrestling division. However, the Texas University Interscholastic League, which oversees the high school athletics, says that Mac must wrestle in the girls' division because Mac was born a female.
And that's what the state of Texas or the legislators have probably enabled this group to make these rules.
Yes.
Okay. As a former life insurance agent, I have to rate you based on your chromosome. So I'm just going to go ahead with the biology here and say if you were born a woman, play on the girls' team. If you were born a boy, play on the boys' team.
Right. And
but now people don't want to. Yeah.
Right. Well, the people that are making that determination are the ones saying, this guy should be wrestling the boys. He should not be wrestling the girls. He doesn't want to wrestle the girls, but the organization that oversees the athletics says you can't wrestle the boys even though you want to. The league does not allow students to compete against the opposite sex, so Mac is forced to stay in the girls' category because female is on the birth certificate.
Wow.
A girl he was due to wrestle at the weekend event, again from about a week and a half ago, forfeited the match amid claims from parents that it was unsafe for her to wrestle the transgender teen, who says they claim he's getting an unfair advantage by taking steroids prescribed by a doctor. One parent launched a lawsuit against the league, claiming it's putting girls at the risk of imminent threat of bodily harm by allowing Mac to remain in his weight class.
I'm offended by that.
Well, I kind of see where they're coming from, yeah. And if you look at pictures of Mac, he's kind of ripped.
Hey, right. I deadlifted 200 pounds literally last week.
You could wrestle Mac then.
I deadlifted 200 pounds.
Jim Baudouin, a local parent and lawyer who filed the lawsuit against the league, told the Daily Mail that he was not trying to get in Mac's way, but insisted he had an unfair advantage over the girls in his category. Quote, "It's fundamentally unfair. While Mac remains in the 110-pound weight category, the changes to his body means he's stronger." Mr. Baudouin said he has injured some of the girls while wrestling. And again, Mac doesn't want to wrestle the girls. Mac wants to wrestle the boys because Mac is trying to live life as a boy. But again, it's the bureaucrats that are saying, no, no, you're not allowed to wrestle in the division that you want to wrestle in.
Yeah. I mean, they could have, couldn't they have a team that like allows both?
Right. You could have a sort of a co-ed wrestling league.
The thing just
that would not be allowed in Texas because they say that you can only wrestle against the gender that you are.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what's always going to be. I kind of wish they had this in Oregon when I was growing up. So I used to play tennis.
Yeah.
So, albeit it's not a contact sport, but I was not bad. I won more than I lost.
That's always good.
But I went to a very, very small school, and we played another very small school, and this other small school didn't have a boys' team. They only had a girls' team.
Yeah.
So I had to play tennis against their first girls' player.
Yeah.
She beat you?
She had won state like 3 years in a row.
She beat you?
In the third set, I returned one of her serves.
Nice.
That's as close as I got to even touching that ball.
Except for when it was your time to serve.
Right. And then I just got it jammed down.
But you know what?
Like, she was incredible.
Yeah, even I used to coach the Special Olympics, actually, for a few years. I volunteered and I coached them and stuff. And honest to God, some of them could compete in, like, the real Olympics and win because they are just insane.
Yeah.
Superhuman
and
strength.
And they work hard. They train hard.
Yeah.
And this is... jeez. I just wish... I understand people feel that they were not born where they intended to go in life. They feel completely alien, that everything that how they were born is just, it's wrong.
Right.
And they want to change and they want to do something about it. I just don't know how society is going to support this. It's a change.
Society is what sets people up to start having those thoughts, though, you know?
Well, in one aspect, it does. It lets you, you know, maybe I can be who I mean to be, but you have this other part of society that is very resistant to that change. It's a change, and change is never easy.
Right, and this whole thing about, you know, people should go to the bathroom where their chromosomes. What about the people like Buck Angel, who is just this totally ripped-looking guy but was born a woman? Where does he go potty?
Wherever he wants.
855
avoid public
free
restrooms.
855-450-3733.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you're going to do some online shopping, how about starting your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com? Now, from there, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Newegg, there are several other places that you can go. Now, you're not going to wind up paying anything extra when you start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. However, Free Talk Live will wind up earning some commissions. Those vary depending on where you're going and what you're buying, but start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the story out of Texas, where there's a young man, Mac Beggs, who won the 110-pound championship in Euless, Texas, a couple of weeks ago. What makes this so interesting or newsworthy? Well, Mac is a 17-year-old who began transitioning from female to male back in 2015. There are some parents who say that he should not be wrestling the girls. But the University Interscholastic League, which oversees the wrestling, at least where Mac goes to school, says, well, Mac was born a woman or born female, has female written on the birth certificate, so therefore Mac has to wrestle in the girls' division. Doesn't matter that Mac is living life as a boy, wants to wrestle in the boys' division. Mac must wrestle the girls. And my point this entire time is the people that are outraged about this, for the most part, are the same people that are responsible for the policies that say that Mac has to wrestle the girls. The article here continues. Mac's grandmother, Nancy, said that the forfeiture, and all right, by the way, Mac won the championship because the opponent he was supposed to face forfeited at the pressure of her parents, her being the opponent's parents, not Mac's parents. Mac's grandmother, Nancy, said the forfeiture was about nothing more than hatred and that the youngsters were willing to take each other on before the parents meddled. She told Sports Day, today was about bias, hatred, and ignorance. These kids have wrestled each other before, they know each other, and they were not happy about this. Mac took to social media to share his own frustration. Quote, the thing is, we want to wrestle each other. I feel so sick and disgusted by the discrimination, not by the kids, but the parents and the coaches.
It's always parents that put, like, negative, like, instill negative values in kids. That I'll agree with, you know? Like, if she wants to wrestle on the boys' team, even though she's a girl, like, I mean, that is what it is, then fight to make it so it's like a co-ed team instead of just, well, I want to fight on an all-boys team, even though I'm a girl. I mean, you know what I mean? Make it either co-ed or be on your separate teams. But if she was willing to fight the girl and then the parents get involved and are making their, you know, putting pressure on your child to drop out now and treat the transgender one differently, I don't agree with that, you know?
Mac continues, the kids don't care who you put in front of them to wrestle. We just want to wrestle. They're taking that away from me and from the people I'm competing with.
So there, the more I think about this, the more I think back to, like, my friend Mary, who was she was a tomboy, serious tomboy.
Me too.
But she played Little League.
Me too.
You know, on the boys' team, you know. But she was good. And it seems like as a country, we just, within the last maybe decade or two, we kind of came to grasp with the idea that some girls are really good at sports and want to play on the boys' team. And there's been girls that have played on, you know, football teams and things like that. This is not a new thing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But transgender is. I just get the feeling that, like I said, as a society hasn't come to grasp to deal with this.
I'm going to disagree that it's a new thing. I would say it's a more prevalent thing.
For it to be out in the open and in people are now having to confront this idea. That's kind of new.
Yeah.
Not to say that yeah, transgender has been around since Caligula.
Right. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I'm a little bit off topic. I just want to say that here in Albuquerque, we have a trend of turning four-car lanes, three into a two-car lane, with hopefully a bicycle path and wider sidewalks. So we are doing that to Central with the rapid transit. Most of the train's going to go in the middle, and it's going to be, most places are going to be one car lane going one way, the other car lane. We have done that with Comanche. We have done that with Looney. So now they have plans to do with Ladera on the west side. So, you know,
and those street names only mean things to people in Albuquerque that...
Yeah, but we do the same thing sometimes talking about life in New Hampshire. So you got the mass transit going down the center lane.
Doesn't that make it more dangerous for pedestrians because now they have to cross a lane of traffic to get onto the train?
I just want to make sure I understand this. Center lane is your mass transit system. And then on the left and the right are like the normal lanes you would normally see on a street. Is that correct?
Well, Central was 4 Carling Street with a yellow paint line in the middle that you can't stand on.
Yeah.
But the 4 car lane turn is going to turn into a 2 car lane and 1 bus lane in the middle.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's not so too unlike Portland, Oregon's kind of like that. So the center aisle is
there are
max.
A bunch of places like that. But
system seems to work okay.
But my question, because Sarah's always concerned about pedestrian safety.
You had to bring it up. Maybe she wasn't going to bring up pedestrian safety.
Doesn't putting the mass transit in the middle of the lane make it more dangerous for pedestrians?
Well, actually, it makes it safer for pedestrians because it will.
They only have to run in front of one lane, not two.
Well, let her answer.
That's right. The alcoholics here could only have to cross one car lane at a time and stand in the middle instead of two car lanes and stand in a yellow paint line.
Yeah.
Because you can't stand, right?
Oh.
So actually,
you can wobble.
And I think there's going to be an interlude where the intersections where the trains have to stop. So there's going to be places where the pedestrians can't stop and pass the other lane.
That's how downtown Portland, Oregon is. So, yeah, you have these different stops where the trains come to a stop, traffic comes to a stop, and everything
I've got a brilliant idea. And, Sarah, feel free to take this idea to the Albuquerque City Council. It's a foolproof method of making sure that pedestrians never get hit by cars. You have an elevated set of sidewalks.
Okay.
So instead of the sidewalk being at street level, you build an elevated sidewalk. They've got part of this in Las Vegas.
Right, but the drunks will trip going up. They'll fall down the set of stairs or they'll fall off the damn elevated sidewalk.
Oh, what if they don't want to use the sidewalk, Daryl?
Right. Don't tell me what to do, Daryl.
How elevated is it?
Are you going to
detain
them?
I mean, what's the elevation? Like 2 feet? 3 feet?
No,
it goes
like an
overpass.
Yeah,
like an overpass.
It's like a pedestrian
bridge
going over the streets.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
So like 15 feet.
Yeah. So just they do that with donations and private funds and not through taxation and government.
Yeah.
Sarah, write that proposal to the Albuquerque City Council and then give us a call back. Let us know how that goes. Thank you for the call.
Yeah. See, we bring ideas to Albuquerque traffic.
We do bring ideas. Now, I don't think they'll do it with private funding, and it would probably cost some astronomical amount of money.
I know.
And then what happens when one of the buses actually runs into the elevated sidewalk? Yeah. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And apparently Rand Paul has been trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act that some people still love to call Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, there might be a tiny, tiny little problem here. Chris has that story. What is it?
So this is coming to us from the Washington Times, and a couple websites are running with this, but GOP's Obamacare repeal bill gets locked away from prying eyes. Democrats decry
so
hypocrisy of backroom deals.
Prying eyes would be
anybody,
me and you, and everybody that's not a member of Congress, or away from anybody that's not working on drafting the legislation.
I think that's it. I think it's anybody who's not involved in the drafting process in the House. And I'm sorry, this whole thing, I'll call pox on the Republicans on this. This is exactly what you complained about with Nancy Pelosi when we got Obamacare in the first place.
Exactly the same thing. Not exactly, because a lot of the Affordable Care Act, they had the text of the bill.
Right.
And, you know, like every other section said, as prescribed by the Director of Health and Human Services, meaning that the actual regulations had not been written.
Well, it's another good analogy would be Hillary Clinton's health care task force back during the Clinton years when she shuttered herself away with a bunch of industry-type folks and decided to rewrite Health Care for America. But we'll go ahead and get into this story.
And then, if I recall correctly, was it an individual mandate proposed by Newt Gingrich as a response to what was being called Hillary Care?
Probably.
But yet, that's now what the Republicans are upset that wound up getting passed, even though it was the Republicans' idea 20-some-odd years ago?
Oh, quit bringing up the past, Daryl. Or Romney Care,
yeah,
for example. The Capitol Hill debate over health care shifted Thursday from what's in an Obamacare repeal bill to how it's being crafted, as Democrats and at least one Republican senator accused House Republicans of squirreling away the latest version of their plan because it falls short of party promises or amounts to, quote, Obamacare light. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky Republican, traversed the Capitol to hunt for the bill personally, citing reports that had been stowed away in a locked room so that Republicans on relevant committees could not peruse it. Quote, I will not settle and I will not stand idly by while the American people are kept in the dark, unquote, said Mr. Paul, a leading critic of the House GOP plans to offer refundable tax credits to people who buy health insurance on their own. Democrats piled on, blasting Republican leaders as hypocrites after wrapping the Affordable Care Act of 2010 as a backroom deal that was passed without anyone knowing what was in it.
Houseman, again, you know, that whole nobody knew what was in it came because Nancy Pelosi, who was Speaker at the time, said, we have to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
Yes.
And
brilliant.
That impression
she
again?
Was not necessarily lying, but at the same time, you know, the bill actually wasn't really written. Now, there was a bill that was written, but the regulations that they were going to impose had not necessarily been written.
Right. Could you just say, may the odds be always in your favor?
May the odds ever be in your favor!
There we go. Thank you, Daryl.
Let me ask this question real quick, Chris, because I know that you heard an audiobook that I narrated a couple of years ago. Crash, it was Death of the Dollar.
It was good, except Daryl has to perform for an audiobook of female voices, some of which are very young, say a 13-year-old girl, and a preacher who is described as having the most annoying voice on the planet, and Daryl did
nailed
his
it.
Best to make nailed it. All right, I'm getting back
to
this story. House Minority Whip Steny H. Hoyer live-streamed his hide-and-seek-style efforts to find the bill in Republican office. Though he came up empty, Republican leaders chafed at the political theater, saying they were doing what Congress does, working with key committees to craft a plan before offering it for debate. Reports that the Energy and Commerce Committee is doing anything other than the regular process of keeping its members up to speed on latest developments in its jurisdiction are false, said Representative Greg Walden, Oregon Republican and committee chairman. Quote, we are continuing to work on drafting and refining legislative language to provide relief from a failing law, unquote. Republicans are trying to repeal and replace as much of the Affordable Care Act as they can under a fast-track budget process that allows them to avoid a Democratic filibuster in the Senate.
Now, this is something that's interesting, this fast-track process.
Right.
Because that's something that was created, if I recall correctly, by the Democrats, by Chuck Schumer and, you know, Joe Biden. They wound up creating this thing, and now they're upset that
because
the Republicans
it's being used.
Get to use it.
Yeah, and the nuclear option, and every other thing that, you know, it drives me nuts when one side creates something that's very destructive to the other side, and then they do nothing but complain when it's used against them. So,
right. So, you know, if you're worried that something could be used against you, don't seek that power for yourself.
And if you're worried that meaningful changes will come from Washington, rest easy, because they won't. They'll be tied up in this kind of malarkey. Rank-and-file members who emerged from a closed-door meeting Thursday said they'll try to send a finished product to the Senate this month so Republicans and President Trump can fulfill their campaign promise of repeal by the Easter break. Well, in time for the Easter Bunny. We're still planning on moving ahead with this as quick as we can, said Representative Chris Collins, New York Republican and staunch Trump ally. It's going to take 3 weeks. All right. So let's lay out a deadline and make sure we make something fit within it. GOP lawmakers said Mr. Walden's panel and the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee could begin marking up legislation next week, though leaders did not confirm these dates. Democrats intent on preserving Obamacare said their members should have time to digest the latest Republican effort, particularly if markups are imminent, arguing that their own health care law was vetted by nearly 200 witnesses and hundreds of hours of hearing. I'm sorry, that holds no weight with me. It was bad. It is. It still exists. It's still what we're under.
Right.
It's a horrible law. It's a horrible invasion into the marketplace by government. It skews every possible cost. You want to know why your health care costs are going up? It's because of this pile of dung. And we don't have a crisis in health care. We have a crisis in health insurance, which just boggles my mind.
What do you mean? What do you mean the health insurance?
This whole thing's about health insurance. None of it's about health care. We're talking about the price of premiums. Listen to any conversation. Well, you know, the family average family deductible and the average family premium, what we've done is we've inserted the insurance companies through Obamacare and through legislation that goes back to Nixon in between doctor and patient.
And actually a little bit prior to Nixon as well.
Yeah, but we've inserted this third party and we've made it mandatory. You must have insurance. Well, why not eliminate the insurance?
You can't, like, fault all the insurance companies for that, though. That's government.
No, that I don't fault the insurance companies. Okay. I get where they're coming from. Of course they're going to lobby for this stuff because it benefits them.
Right.
But
what
for government to insert, yeah.
What better way to, you know, make $1 million in a year than to go lobby politicians forcing people to buy your product?
Or $1 million in a minute.
Well, there are some industries, and I'm convinced, and I have no proof of this, but I'm convinced that it happened, that the reason there are car seat requirements, because when I was a kid, I never sat in a car seat that I can remember.
No,
much less the whole, you know, like, sit in one until you're 9 years old or 4'12" or whatever.
We've searched out the funnest and scariest possible places to sit in an automobile, and that's where we went.
But, you know, I'm convinced that the only reason there are these requirements that people have to sit in a car seat until they're like 5 foot tall is because some car seat manufacturer went and lobbied politicians to, hey, you need to make this law. And of course they're going to say it's for the children.
Right.
But it's also for my pocketbook because, now everybody's got to buy my product.
Right. So this is, it is crony capitalism writ large. I don't want to see anybody die of something that some simple treatment could save them from. God forbid. I'm not a hateful, a hurtful, a spiteful person. I want everybody to have that.
This is why I buckle up when I get in my car.
I do, too. But I also remember...
Nobody has to force me to do it.
Right.
Natural selection will work in my favor.
And I live in the only state without the requirement that adults over the age of 18 wear a seatbelt.
Yeah. But when I was growing up, my parents, they grabbed the checkbook on the way to the doctor. And for your simple stuff, your checkups and everything like that, there was no insurance. You paid for it.
Yep.
This has been Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, and by the way, New Hampshire's got a higher seatbelt usage rate than surrounding states. We're always online, freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.